This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hayabusa. Save 20% off everything with code HAYANUTS at HayabusaFight.com.
HostGator. Save 45% off hosting with code MMA45. DraftKings. Get 100% deposit bonus with code MMANUTS.
TicketNetwork.com. Get 5% off $100 with code MMAPOD5.
DefenseSoap.com. Serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 267.
267.
My name is Inga Weigold.
Matt Groh, MMA Show. By our fans, for our fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. How's that nice cold beverage over
good,
there?
Delicious. Cold beverage on a cold night. Dude, winter's like here. And
winter is coming!
Yeah.
Or it might have came all over us. I'm not it sure. Came.
Well, the funny thing is, though, is I was just reading that this has been the mildest, like, November we've had in Chicago.
It's pretty sweet.
So far. And they're predicting, like, a warm winter with a lot of snow, which I'm all for.
Fuck it.
I'm
yeah, good. Whatever. Warm's good. Snow's all right. Good snow blowers.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I have to ask you.
Yes?
I've been seeing this. At my house, it's already Christmas. And it started yesterday. And I'm okay with that. But I'm wondering, like, at what point is it too early to be Christmassy? Like,
it's November. It's too early.
It's too early? I mean, we do it for the kids, which I'm cool by. But I'm thinking, like, shopping-wise, like, I remember seeing some sort of pre-sale, Black Friday sale, like, starting this week or something.
Oh, Jesus, forgot that shit's starting.
Yeah. So, and then there's also the big uproar of a lot of these major brand stores out there, like Nordstrom's or whoever, is not going to be open on Black Friday.
I think that's dumb, but you shouldn't be open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You should just say, fuck it, because everyone just kept trying to beat the Black Friday. We're like, we're going to open up at midnight. You know what? We're just going to fucking stay open.
We're not closing ever.
It's Thanksgiving. 24/7. It always bugged me when people said that, I got fucking work. Really? It's Thanksgiving.
Well,
have a day off.
The other thing, you know, I know that when I go home with my family back to Michigan, they're always talking about, oh, we're going to go shopping at this and that. I'm like, dude, are these deals really that good? Are they seriously worth waiting for, like, hours and getting trampled?
Fist fights.
Potentially.
You know, think about it. It's never worth it now.
Why?
Just shop online.
Doesn't make sense.
Shop online. So much easier, right?
Amazon for the win.
Yes. Yeah. Bought something today on a Sunday. Got free delivery and delivered today.
Whoa.
Like that. Love those fuckers.
You know what? Amazon one day is going to know what you want before you want it. So, like, you're gonna be sitting here going,
I don't know,
like, Amazon, like, shopping for something. I'm like, oh, I'll buy that. And then the doorbell will ring, like, 10 seconds later, and someone will have delivered it, like, immediately.
Like, why is this guy here with an 18-inch double-edged dildo of death? I did not order this.
We knew you wanted this. Here you go. Take it.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Thank you. That's all right.
Yeah. Double-inch dildo.
Well.
He came up with that really quickly. I think that's interesting.
That man shared too much.
Wow.
I've never seen two women use that.
No. So, speaking of two women.
Belfort and Henderson?
Yeah, let's talk a little. Well.
No, they're awfully manly. There's a lot of testosterone.
I was making a reference to the TRT sans spiked estrogen levels.
Oh.
Bitch tits. Not that they have them, but they could.
No.
You know.
So let's start with physique. What did you think about Belfort fighting in Brazil yet again?
I mean, he looked different than his last fight. I don't think he wasn't like TRT Vitor, but he was definitely better than last Vitor, which is weird.
The weigh-ins, he looked awful. But when he rehydrated, he looked a little thicker.
Yeah.
A little thicker. And then,
weird.
Well, how about this fight? A little weird, right? Mm-hmm. Like 2 minutes of just kind of sizing each other up and Henderson's throwing leg kicks here and there. He probably threw four or five. And then the first strike, Belfort throws his fucking head kick, puts Henderson on queer street.
Oh, he ate that. That was bad.
Like, oh, no, his ice is slippery.
Yeah.
And, man, he goes down. And I think it might have been an early stoppage. I'm not sure, Ingo.
No way.
What do you think?
I'm fine with it. And nothing good was going to come of that.
Just because he goes limp.
Yeah.
And he's 45.
I mean, when your eyes roll and then your arms are out to your sides as a fighter, I think you're out. So that's it. There's no reason to see more. And, you know, I'm okay with Dan having the fight stopped, and I'm also okay with him retiring at this point. So I'm kind of thinking.
Why retire now?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I have visions of Chuck Liddell and Chris Lieben, and, like, you start to see, like, the thing that he's known for is no longer there. He's been knocked out multiple times in the last few fights, and you know, it just keeps getting worse and worse. At some point you go, all right, man, like, it's time to, like, seriously.
I wonder if this is age or if this is no TRT. Because it almost seems like, I think in his case, it's probably a little of both.
Combo.
But it's almost like these guys are glass cannons now.
Yeah.
Where they still have the firepower, but if you get hit, you're fucking going nighty-night.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, the other thing is, though, I will say that I don't think Dan's physique has changed all that much, even on or off or whatever TRT. So
who was it that was on the Rogan podcast? Was Parsons, who was trying to forget who was Henderson's manager. That was it Jason Parsons? I can't
remember. Ryan Parsons?
Ryan Parsons,
Ryan
maybe?
Parsons, maybe?
I'm going to fuck it up. But anyway, whoever was managing him while he was on the TRT was saying that he wasn't abusing it.
No.
He was keeping himself in the range. And you could see that, like you're saying. His physique never varied.
It's about the same.
Belfort, on the other hand, well, fucking
the DRT era,
way off the charts.
Like, 1800.
The range is to save in, you know, it's 1200 maybe at best, and he's over it
by a long shot. Like over it by another person's normal range.
It's normal. It's normal.
All right.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Vitor looked all right. I mean, I don't know if it's Vitor looking good or Dan looking bad or a combination of both. Yeah. So it was tough to watch, though, because, I mean, I'd like to see. He's almost like 50 at this point. It's time, dude.
Yeah, he's mid 40s.
Fucking 46, isn't he? 45? How old is he? 44?
45.
Okay. Dude, there's time to stop.
I couldn't even. That's 3 years older than myself.
It's time to stop fighting.
I could not even imagine putting the effort in to train that hard without being on some sort of supplementation.
Sure.
There's no way.
I mean, it is what he knows, right? That's that's his thing. So, you know. Anyways, I'd like to see him retire.
Next for Henderson, you're saying retire. What about Belfort? I know he was talking.
The Michael Bisping.
I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. He's talking about going back. And I think fighting Luke Rockhold first.
Okay.
If he loses to Weidman.
Sure.
But going after the people who are crying that, oh my God, he was on TRT and that's why I lost to him. Okay, fight him again.
As long as it's in Brazil, I'm sure it's all good.
that's fine. Okay.
Brazil.
That's right.
Come to my country.
The drug test?
I am not doing the testing there. I have this blue vial.
Yeah, so dick hard juice or whatever it is.
Penis not working.
Yeah.
I must take this.
Oh, Anderson. Just keep your mouth shut. So, yeah, we'll see. He'll fight some other people.
Sure. If we're lucky. Mm-hmm. Hopefully on lots of TRT.
Yeah, well, speaking of the drug test, I want to talk about the USADA and how I don't know how many drug tests they've run now. I'd have to look at their website, but How many positive tests have we had? You know, we're into, we started in July? Are you Michael Bisbinging me right now with your one eye? Zero positive tests.
Not
is that
one.
Not curious? I thought
4 months later.
When all these guys were getting popped, remember? We were going down this road like, oh, this guy just got popped for steroids. This guy, well, there's an epidemic of steroids in the UFC. So let's do this. Third-party USADA drug testing and test everyone, and damn this thing. Nobody's tested positive for anything!
Yes. Go figure.
Strange.
It's all a big show, man.
Very curious.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Very curious.
I'm with you there. I'm not sure how to take it, but I'll say that, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and, you know, they have all these people
there's
that
nothing
are,
to see here.
All these people are like, oh, we're testing. We're doing all this. Don't worry. It's all good. Okay. Have you caught anyone?
No. There's no problem. So then maybe we'll scale back and then pay the athletes some more money.
Are you trying
we're saving
to tell
all
me
these
that
millions of dollars.
Nobody that you've tested has taken any substance that's potentially illegal?
Not a one.
Not a single person.
Told you, they're all clean and go.
That makes sense. Even by accident.
They're all clean.
There has to be somebody.
They're all that's what's crazy because when you think about the commission testing where they were just testing on the day of the fight pretty much when you show up, that it was basically a common sense test. They caught more people. just leading up to all this drug testing, it was pretty much every card, oh, this guy popped, that guy popped. Now, nobody. No one. I love it. See, MMA is the cleanest sport there is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Deal with it.
We've proven it.
That's right. How many more months do we need to do?
One.
Would you say the 6 months? Call it a year?
I'm good
with
one.
Not 10? Fine.
By end of year, if there's no positivity, just cancel the whole thing.
Okay, great. I like this.
Just fire everybody. No need to test any further. We've proven. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you want?
What else?
Go ahead.
Speaking of testing, have you heard this news? Ian McCall is co-managing a medical marijuana facility and is considering walking away from MMA. And he's also been openly saying that he has smoked weed forever and has used marijuana a lot. Interesting.
Good for him. I think more people should use marijuana as a painkiller instead of using painkillers, which are, you know, problem. No one's dying from marijuana.
No, not yet. Unless they overeat or something.
Unless they freak out and jump out a window. Reefer madness.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
That's
true.
The old school movie.
It's all lies.
Yeah. Oh, there's talk of the other thing, too, is I keep hearing some of the presidential candidates about making marijuana Schedule 2.
Bernie Sanders has my vote now.
Schedule 2 class. Even Hillary Clinton was like, I'm not willing to potentially decriminalize it across the board, but I'm willing to have it moved to a Schedule 2 drug, which was huge. It doesn't seem like a lot, but that's basically like they can start doing testing and all kinds of shit, and it doesn't become like so difficult to get. And you know,
well, I'm gonna say then if Bernie Sanders was saying he was for it, they're probably gonna find some child pornography on his computer.
I like that guy. I'm not even a freaking Democrat, and I'm like, wow, this guy. I think him and Hillary should run together.
Oh, don't taint him like
that. I don't care.
No Bushes.
Who runs for whatever.
No Clinton, Zingo.
No Bushes. I like my Bushes hairy.
That's right. I'm old school, like 70s style.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So we'll see. It's too early. You got like a year before the shit. I think next spring is when it starts to heat up. So I'm not political, but
it's all smoke.
I vote, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I vote for the person that's not going to win.
Yes. I have not voted for Barack Obama.
I don't vote the winners
time,
in.
Thank you.
No, so, I have not either. So.
But okay, so we got, sorry, I got off tangent here.
I'll just throw another name at you. And let you go here. Edmund Tavarian.
Ooh, good point. So, news has come out. He was on, what was he on? He was, he did some interview, right? For, forgot. Fuck me.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways, he did an interview for something, and then he came out saying that he's basically bankrupt. He's got no money. He's not making money. He's done. He's got nothing. So
$700,000 in debt.
Yes.
Claims zero income.
Nothing.
Has not filed income taxes for 2013, 2014. And also saying he hasn't filed them for multiple years.
Glendale Fighting Club.
And also transferred ownership of the Glendale Fighting Club. So he's claiming he doesn't have an interest in that right now. And the, I don't know if it's a trustee or whoever's going through the case is looking into liquidating that gym.
Yep. And he filed a net monthly family income of minus $110.
That's weird. I thought when we were talking last week about fire pay and what Miles Jury was saying, usually the coaching gets
20%.
Not the 20, but they get a percent.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's... You're getting a percent of Ronda Rousey, who's making $6 million a year or whatever it is. And I thought that was from fighting.
Oh, yeah. She's making way more than that. So,
how many years in jail is this guy going to spend? Because none of this makes sense. It just does not add up.
No. Unfortunately, it sounds shady as fuck. And then on top of that, I don't know like how Ronda... I mean, you had Ronda's mom talking all this shit about him. I'm sure that was part of her issue.
Maybe right. She knew ahead of time.
Sure.
This is from July.
Yeah. So it's like, whoa, the champ of the, you know, the women's MMA, basically the number one face of women's MMA, potentially even of the UFC in some circles, you know, I think her and Conor go neck and neck with publicity wise, has a coach and gym that she fights out of that is in a huge, like potential, like federal indictment type scandal type thing, you know, like, this is no joke. Like, you don't fuck with the IRS. Like,
That's
no.
You're better off like owing the mob money, I think, than the fucking IRS. You might They're be, like even know. Worse. So, I mean, I don't see how this guy doesn't go to jail, like you said, and I'm sure more will come of this. But it sounds really shady. The timing is curious. So I'm sure we'll hear more about this. But
and this, I'll save more of this discussion for when we talk about the Ronda Rousey fight. But man, this can't be good for her because she's potentially going to lose her coach, potentially going to lose the place that she trains at.
Yep.
And he also has to show up in court 2 days after UFC 193.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, all this is going to affect her, and I'll save that for later, but, man, things are getting real interesting in the Ronda Rousey
Always
world.
A scandal. You know, she does hang out with Nick Diaz, right? So.
And wasn't Edmund talking about how much he used to bet on Ronda Rousey, too? Okay. So he has no income. Interesting. So let's move right along. Let's talk about Bellator.
Okay.
They announced a couple fights. So we get Hoist Gracie versus Ken Shamrock 3. I know you're fired up for this one.
I am.
A 48-year-old Hoist Gracie versus a 51-year-old Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock, I had to write this down.
By the way, that fight was not fixed, according to him. He doesn't give a fuck what Joe Rogan said.
Throwing a hissy fit about that.
I did not fix that fight.
He's just being honest. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
So Ken has won 3 of his last 13 fights, Ingo. Wow. 3 of 13.
I'm trying to think, what percentage is that? That's like, what, 18%?
It's not good. And here's the fun fact. He's had 46 fights. Only 3 of those fights went past round 1.
Nice.
He also fought at a time where early UFC is just a 30-minute round.
Sure.
So, just saying. Just saying. Oh, and how about the weight discrepancy? What is we're doing an open weight then?
Apparently.
He's going to be probably 220-ish would be my guess. And Hoist, a 175 soaking wet with 10 pounds of weight strapped on his back. I don't know. And then you give Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000. So we're just straight up fucking Street Fighters.
Yep.
What do you like? Do you like this strategy?
Stand and bang. I think Bjorn Rebney?
No.
No. Scott Coker.
Coker.
I don't want to say Bjorn Rebney.
Anyway, I don't know. Wow, that's old.
That's old school.
Where is that guy anyway? Speaking of him.
He's been.
Seriously.
Scott Coker gives no fucks. He's like, whatever. Let's do it crazy. So, I mean, he's the man who did the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So he's on that same track. I like it. Whatever. Give me spectacles. Are you not entertained?
I'm in, Ingo. I'm in. I love this.
I'll watch it. Is it, a, paper, it. Is it a pay-per-view?
I doubt it. I don't think they're doing any more of those. But you know what? I'm ready for some of this freak show shit.
Sure, why not?
You know, UFC can't do this.
No.
They can't do a fucking open weight. Hoist Gracie versus Ken Shamrock? Come on.
Maybe this sets it. What if this is like an awesome fight and then it sets up?
I don't know about that,
more.
But. The Kimbo Slice might be fun for a minute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Both guys are pretty scary in the stand-up. Like,
if what if one of them gets injured and then they have to swap fighters? Then you have Kimbo versus Hoist.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Hoist has a chance.
Yeah, he does.
Big chance.
He sure does.
Get this big guy to the ground.
Avoid for a minute. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to guess he can probably cinch that rear naked choke up proper.
Oh, sure.
Ken's been TKO'd a lot. He's not the same. And there's another guy, if you want to talk about Henderson. Why are we okay with Ken fighting and fighting and fighting, but we're not okay with Henderson fighting and
fighting? Well, I think the level of competition is different. So
he's an old school fighter.
Shamrock's doing like these crazy weird things where I think his risk of injury is much lower, but Dan is like in the mix with the killers, like the guys who are at the freaking peak of their, you know, the spear of the MMA, like whatever weight class they're in. So that's a whole different thing. I mean, I'll be okay with Dan fighting like crazy fights, you know, I don't know, redoing some shit or
legends,
legendary.
It's like, this is not the retirement circuit, but more of where you need to be. At least that one makes sense. I keep looking at, I got the poster on the wall, but they're squaring off. You know, it's 48 versus 51. Where do we draw a line? Is there an age limit?
Sure, your poster.
Is there an age limit where we draw a line?
You want to be in the picture?
No, it's all right. I don't know if there is an age limit. 60? Are we going to stop at 60?
90.
And how much brain damage?
If you can fuck, you can fight.
Well, you can fuck when you're 100. Just pop pills, brother.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. But how much brain damage do you think Ken Shamrock has from all the fighting?
Oh, I think it's been
enough. Well, does he have enough yet?
Well established that his brain is not.
I will beat
anywhere.
You to a living death. All right.
That was still hilarious. I sometimes living I catch that randomly online, and I'm like, ah, that's too funny. Him and Tito.
Yeah.
Which Tito's head seems to be growing too. By the way, have you seen pictures of him recently? He's it's getting bigger.
Oh wow, is that the human growth hormone really doing?
That's
up?
Me.
Okay,
texting
thank
you
a
picture of
like
your,
who
of
the your fuck is ruining the show right now? Blast.
Don't you know you shouldn't? You know what you can do? You can in what? The iPhone. You can go in there in like privacy mode. You can set your
for a time for Sunday night
specifically.
Don't fucking disturb me. Even if someone's dead, I don't want to know. Fucking well, no. Wait.
He can wait 20 minutes. He's already dead. Or she's already dead. It's all good.
Right. I don't need to know right now.
Yes.
It'll ruin the whole fucking So, anyways. Speaking about old school fights and whatnot, you know, I was watching, I don't know what fight it was. It was an old one, and they're wearing shoes. And I was thinking about, you know, boxing. You know, they wear shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't the MMA, why don't they wear shoes anymore? Get some more traction. So they're afraid of the kicks because you're going to knock someone out more because you
with
have traction?
Shoe?
Or is that, like, you're going to grab that heel, you're fuck.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
That heel. Or just I think it changes how the takedowns happen. There's more leverage involved, more risk of injury. But if they allow wrestling shoes, which weigh nothing, I mean, for kicking, I don't think it makes a big difference. But it's more like the whole everything else, you know. Being able to take someone down will be more difficult, you know. So they should just fight naked.
Well, I just thought it was weird. Like, why are we barefoot? Why when are you barefoot fighting? It's just weird to me.
Old school, man.
Yeah,
gladiator.
Well, I was just thinking. I guess I was equating it over to a street fight and thinking, is that really happening on the street? Guys are just let's take our shoes off and fucking just get down to our underwear and throw down.
Yeah.
Like all those videos you're telling me about.
Somebody's always
like,
taking their shirt off.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. It's like some
flexing your muscles so you scare a person?
Like, no, I think it's like old school, like, you know, like gorilla type shit. Just like, let's go.
No, now I'm getting double tapped.
Well, it's because
I didn't answer the first one.
Stop ignoring me, man. It's bullshit.
I'll reply to you.
Mine's on vibrate.
Right back.
Yeah.
All right, what else you
want
to talk about?
Okay, so check this out. George St. Pierre making the news again this week.
GSP.
Supposedly, Mayweather's boxing coach, I can't remember.
Freddie Roach.
That's it, thank you. Mr. Stuttering Michael J. Fox.
I'm waiting. You gave it to me?
He was saying that GSP is going to do a 6-week training camp.
Okay.
And see how he feels at the end of it.
Pretty phenomenal.
So I think that's smart. I think definitely for him to see, I think his big thing before was motivation and stress and the aliens. So good for you, GSP. So that's a good timing because right around Christmas, right? Or maybe the new year, he's going to know, do I
Super
really
Bowl
want
card.
To do this again? Right? Do I just in time for
Anderson
UFC?
Anderson Silva.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking UFC 200 in July. Give him a good couple of months to get back.
Well, yeah.
You think he'll fight previous than that? I don't know, but...
I don't know, but that's a fight that seems to make sense.
GSP Silva?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a 170. You just catch weight that shit. 180 or whatever it's going to be.
It's interesting, though. George, I hope he doesn't come back. I don't want to see him back.
I'd be okay for the one-off fights. I don't want him to come back for
the title,
contention shit, because that goes to the Ken Shamrock, Hoyce Gracie. I'm okay with those kind of fights. GSP Anderson Silva, goddamn, is the way towards GSP. Even with him being out for so long, I give him 90% chance to win that fight.
Yeah, Anderson's one of those guys where like he was so mystical, and then all of a sudden it just deflated everything.
Yeah,
like those two losses in a row.
And then the taint with the positive drug test.
Yeah, there's that. But you know, Everybody, he needs his dick to work, Matt.
It's true. I can accept this. You know,
he's a world-respected mixed martial artist. I mean, his dick's got to work. So, blue vial or not, I respect that.
Okay. Doesn't he have handlers that can make it work for him? what do they call those? Fluffers in the business?
That's right.
We move along?
Please.
So, Hector Lombard was supposed to corner, what's her name, Valerie Letourneau,
okay.
If I pronounced that correctly. But since he had a failed drug test, USADA is saying he can't corner Valerie for her fight at UFC 193 now. And I almost want to say that he's not going to be able to train there anymore. I could be incorrect on that one. But the thing I know for sure is he can't corner her.
Okay. Weird.
At what point does USADA, do you think they're overstepping their bounds right now?
Because
it's kind of weird.
No, I mean, technically, because in other sports, like, if you're banned from performing, a lot of times you can't be on the sidelines either, like in the NFL or whatever. Like, you literally can't be there, you know. So I don't know. It's weird.
It's like one of her training partners, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. I think
it seems like we've gone way, like, the pendulum has swung past the crazy point on one side.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we're going to swing back, but maybe when this lawsuit comes to fruition, but man, we have just gone full on retard. and what are they going to do next? And oh, this guy tested positive, so let's cut his balls off so we can't reproduce.
There you go. Perfect.
Where do we draw the line? Like, you just keep pushing and pushing.
There's no
pushback. Just gross. It's gross. Oh, speaking of Valerie, did you see this ad of her on the side of a bus with just horrible placement? By the way, where her tits are the tires, and then she has a little something on her face, a little mango.
I like it.
Yep. Like, oh, that's an unfortunate ad placement.
Hmm.
I'll post that up for your viewing pleasure.
I actually enjoy that post.
Good for you.
This message is approved.
What else would you like to talk about?
Everlast.
The band?
Nope. Signing the boxing brand has signed several fighters. I think it's four.
Corey McDonald in there?
Yeah, TJ Dillashaw.
Okay.
I think is their poster boy. And they're going to use them to sell... Will Brooks, Bellator lightweight champion. Benson Henderson, UFC former champ. Use them to promote their new products. And I find that interesting.
Why?
Well, because I think the talk was always that with this new Reebok deal, there wasn't going to be any sponsors. And now they're sponsors. What does this mean?
Everlast gloves are coming to the UFC?
You think?
Be the official glove sponsor?
That would be something.
Weren't they doing that with Bellator? Who was the brand?
Bellator?
Yeah. Didn't they have...
Maybe it was Everlast. I don't know.
I thought Everlast was doing their gloves, and then they weren't because the UFC was going to do something. But I would have bet there's a glove deal going to be announced shortly, because that would only make sense if you're going to start signing all these UFC fighters. There has to be some other agreement. Mm-hmm. And I don't recall seeing Everlast as a sponsor on the cage, but fuck, there's 300 sponsors in the cage now. I couldn't tell you if it's Everlast or not.
NASCAR friggin' driver's outfit.
We're trying to clean up the sport and just have Reebok as a sponsor, but fucking Octagon's going to have 800 sponsors.
Perfect.
Yes, none for the fighters. Well, I guess we should, since we're talking about Reebok, we got to talk about t-shirts. Another week, another fuck up, right? So let's start with the UFC discipline shirts. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are these designs? The jiu-jitsu one? Everyone's trying to do the poses of jiu-jitsu. It's just crazy, like crazy cock punch. Doesn't even make sense what's going on here. And so you got that, all those. And I think that's a UFC design shirt, not a Reebok.
No, it's nothing to do with Reebok.
Reebok's safe on that
one. So maybe Reebok's not involved in all this nonsense. It's all UFC people.
Just trolling everybody.
Yes.
So I'm not even mad at this point. It's comical.
I ain't mad at you. Right.
But they did this. I forgot which fighter was fighting on this Belfort Henderson card. It was a Polish fighter. And he had apparently there's an eagle that goes on the shoulder, and it should always be white. I don't know anything about this, but guess it was black, and Black Eagle is very bad. It was from Russia, no invading good. Poland.
Sure, multiple There's times.
Some issues with that. And
or something.
I don't even know what else to say.
The Polish people got fucked in all the wars. Like, either the Germans or the Russians just pillaged.
Just taking it to them.
Crazy, man. Yeah. You know, I don't get it. Like, it's just funny that they come up with this shit and nobody... You think somebody would be like, oh, I should check this thing out just to make sure that it's okay. Like, Ireland, and you got all this thing, and what's next? Swastikas?
But then, I haven't... The thing that kind of bugs me is the UFC has made no comments on any of this.
They don't care.
About any of the fuck-ups. Nope. Ireland t-shirt, and we just leave shit off? UFC, no response. This Polish thing?
Nothing.
Not going to have any response.
Because they're selling, Matt.
Yeah, they don't care. That's what it makes me feel like. They just don't care. So let's get all the money we can and then sell this bitch off and start our new league.
See you later.
Start Pride 2.0 because we own Pride. So, fuck.
That wouldn't be part of a sales deal for the UFC?
They might break that out. Or just start another one. They know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sort of.
They know how to get it to a point. I'm trying to think back. I'd say to before they sold it to Fox or had Fox involved. That's probably when they were pretty fucking good. And then once that happened, everything became corporate, UFC, and started going downhill.
I agree.
So we'll see. You know, they'll sell it. I don't know what'll happen. But you got to imagine everyone's going to leave as far as the announcers. Rogan's gone.
For sure. I mean, they have personal relationships. And I think if you look at Bloody Elbow, to kind of transition into the financials of this whole thing, they've posted a three-part series, and number three is coming out as the show is releasing. I think it'll be out, talking about the financial situation of the UFC. And it's looking a lot like when...
Christmas?
That too. When the Ironman triathlon prepared to sell itself, the numbers and the figures and the comparisons are kind of quite staggering. If you go and Google this, the financials and how much debt they have and how certain people have kind of cashed out based on that debt, you know, mostly the owners of the UFC. Quite interesting. It's looking a lot like they are preparing to sell to most likely a big, big, big company. I don't know, Viacom.
Well, I don't know if they could, though. Because that's total monopoly if they buy them.
Could Fox totally buy them out? Then maybe they could.
Yeah.
Right?
That would make sense.
So it's weird. And Dana hasn't really been, I don't feel like he's been his self. Like he's totally toned everything down the last year. Right?
I think he has to, though, because of the lawsuit. You can't be,
well, maybe,
you know, the old Dana White, which, you know, for a while was fun. And then it was just too much of a shtick at some point.
I miss him, though. I like him swearing at everybody, getting crazy.
Yeah, those little press conferences he did afterwards where it was just him and the media.
Yep.
That's where you probably got the most real information was just straight from the horse's mouth right there. Mm-hmm. Man, this guy's just talking candidly. I love it. No other president of any other sports organization has ever talked or will probably ever talk like that again. No.
Not acceptable socially, but whatever.
But it was fun. I miss that shit. And then once they became corporate, all that stuff went away.
Bye-bye.
Unfortunate.
Yep.
Unfortunate. So I think I just have a couple other things.
Yeah.
So Rose, what's the last name?
Namajunas.
Thank you. She shaved her head off the other day, and she posted this picture.
Literally shaved her head off?
It's no bullshit.
How the fuck did that happen?
She's going old school, like kings and queens style. Just guillotines and whatever. Literally. Literally chopped her head off. I'm not going to let you literally kill me. John.
I'm just not going to stand there and let you kill me.
That fight's coming. It's coming. Be excited.
God, that should have happened 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
John's got his shit together now. All he's doing is just powerlifting. Look at me powerlifting, Ingo, with terrible form. Bench pressing 345, deadlifting at 545, or whatever it is. Good for you, man.
Yes.
That's like Cain Velasquez doing those leg extensions. When you're doing max lifts of one rep, great for damaging your body. So
absolutely.
Continue doing that. So anyway, so Rose shaves off her hair. How do you like that instead nice. Of her head? And she posts a caption on a picture that says, "It's a fight, not a beauty pageant. Shit's in my way at practice. Cut it off." And it's funny because she's scheduled to fight Paige VanZant next. And Paige was the one who said she was going to shave her hair off for charity. Never did it. She said, there was a negative reaction when I said I was going to do that. Mm. So then I was checking Twitter today, and Paige has posted a link on her Twitter to say, hey, I want to find what the date is here. So it's November 16th. If she can raise $10,000 by that, she's going to cut all her hair off for charity.
All her hair?
All her hair.
Nice.
Probably on her head.
Okay.
This is fucked up, you know? I didn't say that. So, and it's also a website where you can't see what the donations are, so it's a real easy way to back out.
Oh, yeah. Totally not, you know, set up or make... What's the big deal? Shave your head.
It's fucked up. She's part of Team Alpha Male, right? Mm-hmm. Uriah Faber, his sister, I forgot what happened to her. She was either in a car accident or something happened where she had to shave her head. And he's known for having the long hair. He fucking shaved his head just to support his sister. And now she's part of Team Alpha Male. You would think she said she was going to do something. She should just go through with what she said. But now, since the person that she's fighting went and shaved her head, now she feels obligated to hold up her obligation. But only if we raise a certain amount of money that we can't see who is actually donating. So we're probably not going to cut her hair off. Or we might.
I've made myself dizzy.
I just say, what
you're
the fuck?
Me back and forth.
You just, you've missed the point. Rose beat you to it. You're fucked. And even if you do it or you don't.
This is what it's coming to
it's women's lose.
MMA. I'll shave my shit first. No, bitch, I'll shave my shit first.
I'm going to shave my head. Look, you said you were going to do it. I'm going to do it just to spite you. Yeah, and no. I'm going to do it for charities. Yeah. I'm just doing it because it's in my way. It's not a beauty pageant, bitch.
Oh, God. Next is going to be like a fisting contest.
Okay. I'll watch.
Who can take the biggest fist? The winner. Chicken dinner.
Okay. I prefer ribeye steaks, but I'm just saying, put your money where your mouth is, yeah. You bizarch. And I say that with all due respect.
Of course.
What else? I got two more things. You got anything else?
I'm before? Done.
Alan Belcher retired from MMA. I was disappointed. Yeah. I thought he was going to come back. I wanted to see
He's
a couple
got the
more
eye
fights.
Thing still, right?
Yeah, well, and Michael Bisping's got that eye thing, and he's the one who kind of was making fun of Alan and something about don't throw stones if you live in glass houses or something. Not good with the metaphors.
I think you got that one. Sounds correct.
I'm like that guy from, you didn't see the movie, Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. Is there a guy on there who uses the wrong
Batista.
Metaphors?
He takes everything literally.
Is it like that movie with...
You can't say anything... Offbeat to him.
Oh, I see.
Is whatever. I'm
thinking of Demolition Man, remember?
Yes.
Sandra Bullock kept saying, like, I'm going to blow this guy.
Yeah. Like, no, you're going to blow him away.
That was a good movie. I like that one.
That's right. Murder, Death, Kill, Ingo.
Yes.
Murder,
right.
Death,
the
Kill.
Seashells. Fucking seashells.
You are buying 2 credits. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Awesome.
All that. I love that.
That was a good movie. You got one more? You said?
This last one is probably the fucking most ridiculous thing I think I've seen all year.
Okay.
And I want to say 99% of it is probably fake, but there's a 1% chance it's real. There's this, I'm going to call it a fake app called Rumbler. Mm-hmm. And they're marketing this as the Tinder for fighting.
What is Tinder?
I don't know. It's some hookup type. App.
Okay.
So it says Rumbler is an app for recreational fighters to find, meet, and fight other brawl enthusiasts nearby.
Okay.
So basically, you're gonna set up fights.
It's like a fight club app.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Nice. It says you don't need to fight to use Rumbler. With Rumbler Explore, anyone can browse and attend fights close by other Rumbler users have arranged, all for free. So basically, you want to fucking throw it out. You just check out someone in your neighborhood. You set up a time, and then you fucking throw down.
Send someone an invite. Fuck you.
Your face is ugly. I want to beat the piss out of you.
Nice.
Done.
Okay.
If this thing does, I don't think it's going to get through because you're breaking so many laws in the process. I think, I forgot what state it is. Do you know, remember the Phoenix Jones? He's the MMA fighter who parades around as a superhero on the streets. He takes care of crime. But he lives in a state where there is mutual combat. So he saw a...
Yes.
I forgot what was happening, but some crime was being committed. So he tried to apprehend the guy, and then the guy was giving him shit. And he's like, would you like to engage in mutual combat? The guy's like, yes. And then the police came, and we're going to stop them. And he's like, no, you guys wait. We are engaged in mutual combat right now. Okay. So the police backed off, and then the two of them had a street fight.
Yes.
Like, this is awesome. They beat the shit out of the guy, too. But that is cool. So, I mean, this is only going to work in states where mutual combat is legitimate.
That's craziness.
It is, but it's fucking awesome.
Oh, we didn't know it was mutual combat.
Because I've never seen the police just back off from a street fight. Like, and the guy's dressed as a goddamn superhero.
Right.
What the fuck?
I don't know. But sounds glorious.
It is. Whatever.
I'm on board.
Okay.
So where do I sign?
Kimbo Slice.
I vote for whoever votes for that.
2.0.
Yes.
So that's all I have. We're just blowing through the news just like that. Running a little long.
Yeah, your estimates are short.
Or long. UFC 193.
Yes. Rosa versus Holm. Happening on November 15th at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne, Australia.
With a rumored 60,000 people. And I think I sent you the video of...
Yes.
How big that place and how small the octagon is. Just you're not going to see shit if you're at that fight.
No.
There's no good seating there.
No. Unless you're like right there.
And that's even not good seating because you always want to sit above the octagon because otherwise those posts.
They play there? Rugby or something?
I don't even know.
Soccer?
Probably. What are you going to watch? What does 60,000 people watch?
Etihad Stadium, also known as Telstra Dome. Mm. Oh, it's a multi-purpose sports dome. Wow.
Is it like the Thunderdome?
They play Australian rules football, Australian football, and that's about it.
Oh, two women enter, one woman leaves?
Cricket and rugby and soccer as well.
Great. Things I don't care about.
Shall we talk about what?
Let's start with Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva 2. Who do you like? I will just say quickly that Mark Hunt training at AKA, looking in Thailand. Looking phenomenal. Training with Mike Swick and Soa Pelele, who is recently retired. Bigfoot Silva.
Just beat Soa Pelele.
I think he's getting knocked out. I don't think we're getting a repeat. I thought we were never going to redo this fight. That's why I don't understand why we're redoing this fight.
You don't need to. It was glorious the first time.
Right. Just because he was on the juice, it didn't fucking matter.
Nope.
That was... one of the best heavyweight fights. A five-rounder that made sense. They still had it. Coming and going. This time around, I'm taking Mark Hunt first round KO. I'm not going deep. I'm just going short.
Okay. That's a tough one. I have a hard time trying to pick this one because I feel like both guys are going to be difficult to finish in this one. I'm predicting another five-round slugfest. But this time... three rounds.
I don't even have to say anything for you audio listeners.
Yes. He put up magic number three fingers and...
I like to make them disappear.
Yes. So three rounds. Anyways, I think it's going to go the distance. And I feel
he's
like...
he's going the distance.
He's going for speed, man. I would say that I'm going to take Antonio Bigfoot Silva via decision. Here and that, I believe that he will get more points on the board with his striking and staying active. And they're both going to be slobber knockingly tired in the third round.
But at least this one isn't at elevation or something. Right. We're not in Mexico City.
He's going to get sloppy. And he ekes out a victory like by split decision for whatever reason.
I want the leaping left hook walk off KO Mark Hunt first round. That's what I'm going to go with.
I like it.
Fucking Magic 8-Ball. It's all the way over there.
Everybody says, gives no fucks.
Moving right along. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Valerie
Letourneau.
Yes. I'm just going to say, speed kills. Valerie is so slow. Joanna, so fast.
How'd she even get here? Oh, she didn't win a few fights in a row. But
she's going to get so brutalized. She's going to get KO'd. Joanna's saying second round she's going to knock her out, which I can buy it, but it's literally not even going to be competitive. Just,
brutal.
But the speed difference is so night and day. So night and day. So we'll just get out of that. I'm not even going to let you talk.
I don't need to.
I want you to save it for this next
one. Let's talk Rousey versus Holmes.
What do you think, Ingo?
I like it. Listen, what do I think?
Yes.
I think Ronda Rousey has no equal. I think she cannot be stopped. She cannot be contained. The only thing that's going to stop her is if she tries to challenge herself. And I'm thinking that Rousey wins this one via KO simply for the fact that I don't think she wants to submit a person who's known for her striking because she wants to challenge herself. She will knock.
Like Betchkoera.
Yes. Even more so. I think she will be more surgical and she will be more tactical. Ooh. And she will knock out Holm in the late first round. KO. Sleepy time. Like face first out.
Face cold. Down, ass up again, right on the.
Just bam.
Straight out of Compton.
Exactly.
Sticker.
Yep. Well, I don't know if they'll have that one
anymore. But
they probably won't have that
Halo
anymore.
Halo 5. Well, no. What else is coming out?
Star Wars Battlefront.
Okay. Thank you. One of those.
It's probably one of those, yeah.
So I feel like we got the perfect storm brewing against Ronda Rousey. So we talked about her coach and trainer, Edmund, having that bankruptcy shit and probably going to see some jail time. I don't see how he gets out of it based on the information that we've seen put in front of us. Then we have Ronda being asked about her relationship with Travis Brown on the UFC 193 conference call.
True.
And her hanging up the phone because she couldn't deal with that. So. Yep. And then her mom, with her opinions being publicly stated about Edmund, how she wants to drive her car over this motherfucker. So
perfect.
We've got all this personal shit adding up, heating up. And then with Edmund, you know, 2 days after UFC 193, that's when he has to go to court to deal with all this bankruptcy shit. So obviously, this is going to be on her mind. There's a lot of personal shit she's dealing with. Plus, now The weird thing is we're fighting in front of 60,000 people. I think Ronda can handle that. She's used to fighting in all sorts of territories like this. I don't know about Holly. That's a shit ton of people. Mm-hmm. But I bet after, 20,000, does it matter? I mean, you kind of tune the crowd out.
I'm sure you do, yeah.
It just gets louder when you're hitting and being hit. You just hear the roar. And it's like,
Yeah.
And hopefully it propels you to greater things. I don't know how loud that's going to be because is that an open air stadium? What if it rains? We even taken that into equation? I don't know. I'm not, fuck it. Nah. I don't want to sabotage this. So
they have a tarp.
Everything, it's probably a retractable dome. It'll all work out too. So then I'm going to go over to Holly and say, wow. So you look at her fights in this too, I'll say, both of them are undefeated in MMA right now.
Mm-hmm.
Holm has been doing well with the kicks in her last fight. And the good thing is that she has, well, she likes to throw the kicks. She uses the range and she throws a lot of those oblique kicks to the knee. And I've talked about this when Jack Slack was talking about how do you beat Ronda Rousey. One of the things he was talking about was you throw that oblique kick to the knee. How can she defend? It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Holm throws that. Holm trains with John Jones. Talk about creativity and a guy who throws up 10 million of those oblique kicks. And it wouldn't surprise me if you start seeing some eye gouges from her. Oh, it works for John. It works for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, try that. And then also think about the Greg Jackson and Winklejohn game plan of, hey, maybe the first two rounds we should just circle, fucking avoid. And hopefully we can get Ronda into, I'd say like round three, let's start engaging. Round four. I wanna see Ronda make it into the championship rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because she loves just bulldogging people.
Oh, sure.
And, Holm striking is better than Rousey's.
Of course.
Rousey is just, I want to get in there and throw some. She's willing to just give up her face to land a punch. So she'll take one to give one. And not a good strategy. Unless she's going to, well, she likes to get the clinch. But, you know, look at the last fight. She closed the distance and just knocked her the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just don't see that. I think.
Think Holmes too tough?
Well, I think she can keep the distance if she wants to. It's just tough because look at Kat Zingano. She gets on the big stage and she knows what she needs to do. And does the complete opposite, you know, comes, I'm just going to bum rush you with a flying knee like I'm playing a fucking UFC video game. And, oh, no, I got armbarred. 14 seconds. Devastation.
Damn it. Yes. So it could happen like that again.
It could. But I just, I feel like all this personal shit plus all the media obligations on Rousey, I just, I feel this is, everything
she's
is
cracking, correct?
You've got the perfect storm, all that shit and all of what Holly's got. Like, you couldn't ask for the better training camp, partners, game plan. Mm-hmm. She already has some of the skills. If it goes to the ground, she's so fucked, though. She is beyond fucked. It is so, if you hit the ground, you might as well just give up.
I changed my prediction. This is over in 32 seconds. Ronda Rousey via armbar.
Exactly. That's the caveat to my whole fucking game plan here. But I want to say Ronda's going to get knocked out with a fucking head kick.
Yeah,
well, or I wanted to go four, so I'm going four.
Four,
right.
Four and a half.
I would really love to see this go four.
You're thinking a strategic engagement by home.
Yes.
Okay.
And she can do it. It's just, main eventing is a big deal.
Huge.
Main eventing in front of 60,000 people is a big deal. So we'll see how she maintains.
I mean, every time you bring up something like somebody's going to have this special approach. I always remember the Brendan Schaub comment on, I think it was the Rogan podcast, saying like he had this great game plan of like do all this and that. And then he gets out there and like 10 seconds later, he's like just throwing haymakers.
Right.
And his corner's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he's like, I don't know.
Well, that was the Kat Zingano, right?
It's kind of like, like, I don't know. It's just that's how I feel right now. That's what we're doing.
So, and really, I want to say the only person that's pushed Ronda past round one was Misha Tate. I think she's the only one that made it to round three. So I really want to see Ronda in the championship rounds because how does her cardio hold up? She's never had to prove it.
No, she's been in the most trouble against was it Carmouche, right?
Yeah, in that first round because she was trying to get that rear naked choke and couldn't get it, and she turned it into a neck crank and like twisting her neck horribly in that fight. Mm-hmm. But persevered and was able to still win.
She's been through a lot. That's the other problem, is she's quite experienced.
That's when I say all this shit, we think about mentally tough. She is fucking mentally tough. But you saw, like, when I talk about that phone call hang up, that is a crack.
Sure.
If you're not strong enough to deal with
her armor,
there might be two chinks in her armor, for fuck's sake.
Nice.
We're not talking about little Asian people.
No.
That would be racist.
Definitely. We're not racist on the show.
No. Not at all.
As it gets silent.
I like the pause for effect.
Okay.
So anyway, so you got Ronda with the first round, very quick armbar. Did you go armbar?
I changed my prediction. 32 seconds.
Okay. I'm going fourth round, left head kick, Holly Holm.
Okay.
Or just head kick.
I can respect that.
And let's move into ass and nuts.
Ass the nuts.
There's only a couple.
All good.
Hector Ducarmo. What's next for Belfort?
I'm okay with him fighting, guys. He's knocked out before that won a rematch of no TRT. As long as it's in Brazil.
Yes. Let's just keep him in Brazil. We've did that for 3 years.
Yep.
Let's do it for another three.
Like GSP in Canada.
That's right. Hmm. Where we missed weight, but we still fought. Wasn't there a discrepancy once?
Yes.
Scale was broken, Ingo.
Yeah, it's all good. It's GSP.
That's right. The greatest ever, if you like decisions. Ryan Smith. So is it just me, or does something happen with Reebok every week? This week it's... Oh, this is a good point. This week it's Crow Cop saying Reebok won't let him wear his signature shorts.
It's messed up.
And last night... Can't say that. Piotr Hellman saying a black eagle on his Reebok shirt is a symbol of Poland's invaders. What's next? I'm thinking swastikas on the German.
Yes.
Dennis Seaver's still fighting?
No, I don't know. Swastikas or what
or
else?
Or Pascal Krauss.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, who knows what's what.
Oh, God. Another week, another fuck up. I think swastikas, I literally think swastikas are coming next. Mm-hmm. That would I don't even something. Know. Either that or some KKK shit.
Oh, yeah. People come out with like these hoodies,
Black Power
hoodies that with eyeballs, white hoodies. That can happen.
Kill Whitey!
Now you're scaring
me. I hate white people.
I know.
I can it's see like that. A Dave Chappelle skit where he's a black man who's in the KKK, but he doesn't know he's black.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Funny shit. Yeah. That will go down as one of the funniest fucking shows ever. Yep. And too bad it got canceled early, but that's probably also why it makes it great.
Yeah.
Greatness is not meant to last many years.
Short lifespan.
You like John Belushi, Chris Farley, yeah. And then you go down the line, it doesn't last.
Absolutely.
You go, what is it? It's better to burn out than to fade away.
That's right.
Thank you, Def Leppard. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any knowledge?
I do.
What do you got?
I present to you the world's luckiest
world's?
Mechanical bull. Check this out.
Okay.
Here we go. No hands, Matt. No hands. Check it out. What do you think?
I'm thinking something's inserted.
Are you enjoying this?
Pretty cool.
The world's luckiest mechanical bull. I will save you the punchline. She does not fall off this bull, even though it gets faster. Quite the length strength on this
one. She knows the motion.
She does.
She's obviously ridden stuff before.
Here, I'll fast forward. Does it get more crazy?
Jesus Christ, how many minutes is this?
It's 4 minutes.
Aren't they hosing her down?
Look at this.
And it's all ladies around with sombreros.
There's no hands, Matt. No hands. Look at that.
Like, look at my bitch go. Woo, bam! A Ronda Rousey.
See? What do you think?
Why is that chick shadow boxing in the back? Now she's trying to work it. Work it. Work it. I'll take my hat off. Yeah.
I kept waiting for her to take her top off, but it never did happen.
Well, I'd make that bull make it take her off.
But anyways.
Sweet.
I like it. It's on the Chive. I don't know if you want to post this.
The Chive.
Chive. Which,
I'll post it.
She doesn't fall off. Anyways, I'll forward to
it. I don't give a shit. Thank you. That's helpful. I'll have to. This thing that sucks with all this internet videos, I have to record this shit with my iPhone off the computer and then email it to myself and then put it in the show so that all these video bullshit capture Scanning services sites. Don't pull our site or a video down for copyright.
Fuck you.
You know what? It's just this video. Just because we use 10 seconds, is it really that big of a problem?
It's copyright, Matt.
I know.
Intellectual property.
Yeah. IP, bitch. Use our logo. Go ahead. Try to use our name.
See?
Go ahead. I'll sue your ass, motherfucker. I don't care who you are. Friend or foe. Sued.
That's right.
Just throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. I got nothing else.
All right.
We'll shut it down
That's
for this
been
week.
This week's edition of MMA Nuts. Looking forward to Rousey home.
Hope it's yeah, on. This will be a first time with two women's title fights. So it'll be fun. I'm actually excited. You know, before we go, I wanted to say that, you know, women's MMA right now is kind of like 1990s men's MMA, where it's just, it's a style versus style almost. Mm-hmm. And it's like one person is really fucking good. The yep. other people, not so good. So
yep,
it's kind of exciting.
It'll catch up. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
All right. See you next time.
All right.
Ingo Weigel.
Thanks for playing. Matt Grovitz.
Peace.